Hi, I'm Tony Rossi for The Christophers, and on today's show, I'll be talking with director Carolyn Jones about her Christopher Award-winning documentary, The American Nurse. The film goes beyond hospital walls to offer a moving, in-depth portrait of five nurses, one of whom is a nun. These nurses serve those dealing with miscarriage, aging, war, poverty, and prison life, and they show what a difference compassion and selflessness can make in patients' lives. Stay with us. Christopher Close-Up starts right now. Hello and welcome to Christopher Close-Up. I'm Tony Rossi, and my guest today is Carolyn Jones, the Christopher Award-winning director and executive producer of the documentary The American Nurse. Carolyn credits a special nurse with helping her get through intense chemotherapy treatments for breast cancer. That experience set her on a journey to explore the lives of these quiet, unknown healers all around the country. She interviewed over 100 nurses as part of what she called the American Nurse Project. Then she created a film titled The American Nurse, which follows five nurses in vastly different settings as they care for dying prison inmates, the homebound poor in Appalachia, war veterans, women suffering miscarriages, and seniors who are near death. Joining me today to discuss this powerful film, I'm happy to welcome to Christopher Close-Up, Carolyn Jones. Carolyn, thanks so much for being on the show today.
Well, thank you for having me. It's my honor to be here.
Now, I briefly mentioned in my intro that the genesis of this film, The American Nurse, was your own treatment for breast cancer. Tell me about that time in your life and how that one special nurse made such a big difference for you.
Well, yeah, I was diagnosed with breast cancer, and I think of it in terms of this. I had a fantastic surgeon, and I had a wonderful oncologist. But when it really came time to get that chemotherapy, I needed a nurse to get me through it. That was just a really difficult part for me. And this angel walked through the door, Joanne Staha, just this beautiful young woman with such a great sense of humor, and she made me feel the one thing I hadn't felt in 7 months, and that was normal. And she was just so gifted at dealing, knowing kind of the right thing to say at the right time and dealing with people in a really positive way. So I spent years trying to figure out a way to honor her. So the American Nurse Project came up, and I jumped at the opportunity.
So really, when we think of nurses, they're not just taking care of you physically, they're taking care of you emotionally, psychologically, everything, right?
You know, I had no idea how true that statement is. I was one of the people in the world that thinks that they come in, they take your blood pressure, and that's it, you know?
Yeah.
But they look at us holistically. They look at how we deal with pain, and that teaches them a great deal. They're kind of assessing how we relate to our family members. They're looking at what we eat, how much we exercise. They understand humanity in a way that I really think no one else does because of the way they care for us.
Is that something that they learn in school, or is that almost intuitive, do you think?
Well, that's the big question, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I went through a period of time when I started this project where I said, you know what, these nurses have their own set of DNA, and I don't have it. You know, it's a unique kind of person that can do this sort of work. And then as I got into it and I saw, you know, as human beings, I think that we do, in a tragedy, care for one another. We are capable of, at those moments when we're really called upon to do extraordinary things to save one another, we are capable of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I went through this little period of time in the middle of the project where I thought, okay, maybe I could do some of this. But then by the end of it, I thought, nope, they're saints and they're all going to sprout wings at any given moment. Because honestly, to answer your question, I think that it's a perfect combination of an ability to be that compassionate and then training that actually reinforces it daily.
Okay. I'm talking to Carolyn Jones about her Christopher Award-winning documentary, The American Nurse. The website is AmericanNurseProject.com. What do you think now that you've done all this work about nurses, what do you think of their depictions in pop culture and TV and movies and such?
Oh, I think it's horrible.
Oh.
I mean, I actually think, you know, between the Halloween outfits of sexy nurses, you know, and I haven't met a nurse yet who was like, oh, that Nurse Jackie show, I really like that. I have not met anyone. I mean, with all due respect to the fine acting and work that's done on that, I don't think it's a depiction of nursing that they like.
Okay.
And, you know, I don't know why that is. I don't know why we haven't been able to explore their relationship to us in a better way in the media. Even, you know, all of those medical programs, they're always kind of walking right past the nurse and getting the information from the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think it's well depicted at all. I'd like to have something to do with changing that.
Yeah, no, I agree. My father spent some time in the hospital, and, you know, the doctors, you know, they do good work, but they generally pop in once a day, whereas the nurses, they're there frequently throughout the day taking care of, like you said, the whole person. So.
Well, absolutely. And I think we need to, as the public, start recognizing that it takes a team to care for us. So
yeah.
We want our doctors to be focused just on our knees or our shoulders or our hearts or a specific part of our body. But we need the nurses then to look at the whole body. And really, they need to be working in tandem. And that's the best way to think of the nurses and doctors.
Yeah. I'm Tony Rossi. You're listening to Christopher Close-Up. I'm talking to Carolyn Jones about her Christopher Award-winning documentary, The American Nurse. Now, the situations that you cover in the movie, you profile five different nurses from different parts of the country, and it ranges from prison hospice to Appalachia to miscarriages to a military veteran taking care of other veterans to a nursing home. These are not situations I think most Americans are familiar with, but and yet there was something universal about all of them. What made you pick those five nurses? Was it that universality of what they were doing?
Absolutely. I think that we live in a time where there's much discord and we don't always look at one another in the way that we could in this country. And looking at issues that we're facing through the lens of a nurse is actually a really beautiful way to better understand some of the things we're facing. You know, looking at returning war veterans and speaking to nurses about all of the different things that these war veterans are coping with when they come back, missing limbs and suffering from post-traumatic stress. There, you know, it's a non-political, non-judgmental way for us to better understand some of the situations and issues that we have in this country. I think poverty is a great example too. Nurses go in and care for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
They have absolutely no agenda. There's no reason for them to do one thing rather than another thing. So we have this unbiased vision of the world from beginning of life to end of life.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you just mentioned poverty, which reminds me of Jason Short in the movie. He's a nurse who takes care of the poor people in their homes in Appalachia. And what made him pursue that aspect of nursing instead of one where he goes to the same place every day?
You know, that's interesting because his story, basically, his backstory is that he watched his father kind of fall through the cracks. He was misdiagnosed at first, and then he died very quickly within 2 weeks of a diagnosis. And I think Jason felt as though there were just too many people out there that could fall through the cracks. And that's his world. He grew up in Appalachia. That's his community. And I think we've discovered that very much all over the world, that people who care for us, it's the best care that we can get is from within the community, people that understand a particular culture and share it.
Mm-hmm.
So he was compelled to go into home health, and then for a little while he was he's gone on to be a nurse practitioner, and he was studying, and he spent a little time at a hospital, and for a little while we thought he was going to go that route, but sure enough, as soon as he got his degree, he's going right back to home health. I think it really is a calling for him.
Yeah, because it seems like, I mean, if he weren't doing that job, it might not get done is the impression I got.
Right? I mean, you know, first of all, what a unique set of talents. This is a man who can fix his car after he drives up the creek to go save the patient who's got black lung disease from working in the coal mines.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, he's an unbelievable guy who's just fearless. It will go anywhere to get to that patient. He talks about that, too. He talks about not leaving anybody behind. You cannot be in too remote a part of those mountains for him to get to. He'll get to you.
Yeah. I'm talking to Carolyn Jones about her Christopher Award-winning documentary, The American Nurse. The website is AmericanNurseProject.com. Since you just said not leaving anybody behind, that reminded me of Brian McMillian, who is the military veteran. veteran taking care of other military veterans. And one of the things he said in it is, there are no closer ties than the ones built by shared suffering. Is this really just this outreach of one military veteran who's a nurse reaching out to others in need? What difference did you really see him making?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, it's mind-boggling. I spent time with Brian with guys who'd come back who just couldn't find a connection mm-hmm. when they came back. And Brian is their brother, and they talked to me like that. They would say, you know, this isn't just a nurse walking in here. This is one of my brothers. Mm-hmm. And that kind of feeling, that kind of connection is because he's right. They've seen things that the rest of us haven't seen and couldn't possibly comprehend. So I think Brian, there's a part of the film where he's dealing with a wonderful guy that we met who really suffers from post-traumatic stress, and he had taken all the photographs of the men and women that had lost their lives to date in Iraq and Afghanistan, and he put them all on his car. And Brian is standing there with him, and it's a very emotional moment. I'm stunned. I'm looking at all these faces of these young people, really recognizing that they're no longer with us. Mm-hmm. And Brian just puts his hand on the shoulder of the gentleman and is just so generous, and it just calms him right down. You know, it's like that. It's small things that are huge.
I'm Tony Ross. You're listening to Christopher Close-Up. I'm talking to Carolyn Jones about her documentary, The American Nurse. Now, I have to admit that until I watched The American Nurse, I had completely forgotten that nuns can be nurses. But you put Sister Stephen in the forefront, one of the nurses in this movie. Tell me about her. What was it about her that impressed you and this really unique living situation she's got there?
Oh, my gosh. Well, first of all, nurses can be funny, too. Not only can they be nurses, but nuns, you know, she was such a pleasure to get to know. I think that, you know, the reason why I chose Sister Stephen is she's running a place called Villa Loretto, a nursing home in Wisconsin, and it's surrounded by farmland, and some of the people from that community, towards the end of their life, they go and they live in that nursing home, and they've grown up with animals all around them. So Sister Stephen, who kind of grew up as a kid wanting to live on a farm, embraced this idea of bringing animals to Villa Loretto and making them available for the residents and the patients to see and to take care of and to pet and to admire from afar, and also to hold the baby animals when they're born every spring. So she has this wonderful, wonderful facility out in the middle of the country where they can actually bring an alpaca into the hallways of the medical facility and bring it into patients' rooms. And it's not just big animals. She'll also bring in baby goats and baby lambs and baby ducklings. I mean, you've got people here who are at the end of life who sometimes can't remember their family members, mm-hmm. but you put one of these brand new baby lives in their hands and they just come alive. I mean, I have it on film that their eyes would brighten and smiles would come aboard, and it was just magnificent to see. And I think Sister Stephen understands fully and completely the power of animal therapy. And not only that, she brings in young people from the Fond du Lac, the town that's close by, that are in social services. And some of these kids have had all kinds of rough beginnings. But she gives them a place to go for the weekend. And they come and they care for the animals, and then they take the animals to the residents. So they're dealing with the elderly people, mm-hmm. and there's this kind of circle of life all happening underneath this one roof in Villa Loretto in the middle of Wisconsin, and it's magnificent to see.
It is. It is. I mean, the shot of the alpaca walking through the hallway, that was unexpected for me. I was like, what is that?
I know. It was unexpected for me, too. You can imagine. I'm standing there with a camera, and I'm like, you're kidding me. You're going to bring that in here?
But you're right. I mean, could you have a great eye to capture all these images, the images of joy as the seniors there are dealing with these animals. It's just just, it gives them like life and a little bit of purpose. And, you know, these are probably people who, maybe their families are not all around all the time. They feel a little bit lost and alone. And then these animals come along and then the kids come along. And it's just such a, a synergy maybe is the right word. But
absolutely.
It really is a beautiful thing you captured.
But
there's
one other crazy thing that happens from that that's just marvelous. And as you can imagine, grandchildren are dying to go to Villa Loreto to visit their grandparents.
Okay.
So every weekend, you've got a facility full of family members who typically wouldn't want to necessarily, you know, you'd, little kids would be groaning and moaning, but instead they can't wait to go. So, you know, it's so smart. One of the reasons why I wanted to shine a light on it was to, you know, try to say this is really working.
Mm-hmm.
And it might just be a model. Okay, maybe everybody isn't going to get an alpaca to walk through the hallways, but, you know, the young people and some of the animal therapy, I think, is just a wonderful recipe for a very, very successful end of life.
Did the nuns start that on purpose that way? Do you know? Or did it
just
come up?
Kind of evolved. Mm-hmm. You know, I think actually somebody gave Sister Stephen a goat.
Okay.
And that's how this all started. And then, you know, somebody heard that she got a goat, so somebody else gave her, you know, a cow. And it just kind of grew from there. And it is a veritable farm up there. It really is. They have a lot of animals. And it's so enchanting.
I'm talking to Carolyn Jones. She's the documentary filmmaker of the Christopher Award-winning movie, The American Nurse. And the movie itself is full of great moments. But staying with Sister Stephen, because there was one scene in that nursing home. You probably hear this from a lot of people, but when everybody gathers around the dying patient's bedside to sing How Great Thou Art, that is such it's a sad yet beautiful snapshot of love and life and death. Did you know how special that was while you were shooting it?
You know, I did. I knew I was in someplace really magical. And Sister Stephen said to me, and she's so casual about these things. She said, you know, we sing to patients at the very end of life. And I said, you know, who sings? And she said, well, everybody who's cared for them all along the way. So the people who mow the lawn, the people who bring them food, everybody who, not just the nurses, but everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And they come into the room and they circle around the bed and they start singing. And I mean, I have goosebumps just remembering what it felt like to be standing there in the room with a camera. And, you know, the whole time we were there, nobody cared that we were there. We tried to be as unobtrusive as possible, but, you know, they were just so in their own moment and so present for the family and the patient that was at the end of life. I was really struck by that, and they just kind of went ahead with their song, and when it was finished, Sister Stephen came over to the patient, and she leaned over, and she said, I love you.
Mm.
And she said, I can't be here with you all day, but if Jesus calls you, you go.
Yeah.
And I think out of everything, that's a moment that I have relived over and over and over since we made this film, that wonderful ability Sister Stephen had to be able to say, it's okay if it's time.
Yeah. Well, death and even aging are topics that many people try to live in denial of. Did making the film teach you anything about what a healthy approach to death and aging should look like?
Well, funny you should ask that, actually, after spending 4 years with nurses for first the book project and then this film, The American Nurse, what I've decided to do and what I've already started working on is a new film and a new project called Dying in America.
Okay.
And I think what I've learned more than anything is that we don't know how to do it very well. And we've forgotten I saw this by working on the film, that there's so much that people don't understand. There's so much fear. And since we live in this kind of society that we do, where we live very far from our grandparents, we no longer see the cycle of life in our home.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for example, my father saw his grandparents die in the home.
Mm-hmm.
So he has a much better understanding of the cycle of life than I do. One of the nurses said at some point along the book project, she said, people think that death is optional in America. You know, and
yeah.
I think there's some truth to that. We think we can buy our way out of it. And the truth of the matter is that we can't. And that the sooner we recognize that it's part of life and maybe even a part that is worthy of celebrating in a kind of way, that we can find the beauty in it, or at least I don't think I'm in search of what people call the good death.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a notion that has been somewhat dispelled. But I do think that there is, we can come to terms with it. We can make choices. We can have a more peaceful ending to our life if we have a little bit more control over it.
Yeah.
So that is what I'm working on, and I was definitely propelled by the 4 years with nurses.
Well, Naomi Cross is another nurse in the project, and she's dealing with death at a different point in life through miscarriages.
Naomi is one of the most devastating sentences that she said to me while we were shooting was, mm-hmm. when mothers talk about what do I do when there's death before birth.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh my goodness. I mean, having had children, I just can't even imagine how do you know what to say to someone who's experiencing that?
Mm-hmm.
And Naomi she knows what to say.
Yeah.
This comes into that realm of very, very gifted and unique people that have an extraordinary DNA.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, because she's coming from a personal place with, I don't want to give too much away. People should see The American Nurse, but she's coming from a personal experience with that. And I have to compliment another one of your shots in the movie. It's when she's walking into Johns Hopkins and she just gently touches the foot of the statue of Jesus mm-hmm. in the lobby on her way in. And to me, that image provided a bigger statement on faith than like a half hour sermon could do on a Sunday. Did you find that faith is one of the things that keeps these nurses going in the face of some of the tragedies they see?
Very much so. Very much so. It's a huge part. All different kinds of faith and all different kinds of spirituality. But mm-hmm. yes, I absolutely find that nurses talk about faith and talk about their patients and what they've witnessed at the end of life and what the patients often see and feel and talk about.
Yeah.
And I think they rely on their own faith to get through, and I'm talking about the nurses now, some mm-hmm. of the difficult things that they see. This is hard work. And being with people at the end of life, I think, takes an enormous amount out of them. And a lot of them are moms and wives, and they go home and make dinner and get up the next day and do it all over again. And I think they do it with that faith.
Yeah. I'm talking to Carolyn Jones about the Christopher Award-winning documentary, The American Nurse. The website is AmericanNurseProject.com. Now, Tanya Faust, she works in a hospice program at Angola Prison in Louisiana. Did you have any preconceived notions about what you were getting into going into that situation?
Well, you never really know with the documentary film. I mean, I had met Tanya when I was working on the book project, so I had just spent, you know, a few hours at Angola. I didn't really know the depth of the hospice program there, but this was me on a quest to get to the bottom of, can nurses really be that non-judgmental?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I kept seeing it over and over, but I thought, okay, how do you care for someone who has just committed horrific crimes? And how do you get beyond your own personal feelings and aversions to care for this person, particularly at the end of life when we need a lot of care?
Mm-hmm.
And so I followed Tanya for a week at Angola and witnessed day, I'll never question this again, day after day and patient after patient, the enormous kindness. Tanya cares for these patients irregardless of what they've done. It mm-hmm. doesn't matter. She never looks at their rap sheets. She doesn't know why they're there. She is just there to care for them as she would care for anybody at the end of life. For me, it was a lot of gates and chains and shackles and doors with little windows in them.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't imagine working in a place, you know, that is surrounded by barbed wire, let alone finding so much humanity there.
Yeah.
There's a man named Lafayette Ballard who is an inmate and also a hospice volunteer. And talk about faith. He found faith in that prison. And it completely transformed him, completely saved him. And now he spends all day, every day, caring for hospice patients. And
yeah.
It is one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen.
No, it's true. And really, from watching Tanya work in the movie, I was struck by what you were saying. She treats everyone with kindness. And we don't, I don't think, always realize the power of kindness. But it seems to really have an effect on the prisoners that she's working with. It's, you know, it's maybe a cliche to say, you know, love can change the world, but she's changing her own little world by acting that way towards all those prisoners.
You know, I've been, you're absolutely right, and she is. And I've been feeling ever since I've done all of this work with nurses that I actually speak in those cliches now. And I wish they weren't cliches. Sometimes I feel like everything I say sounds like it should be on a coffee mug. But they're true.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many things I've heard and seen for the first time. And I do believe that kindness and love can change so much. Certainly it can change people. And all five of these nurses really have done that, have shown enormous amount of kindness.
Yeah. Well, we're just got about a minute left. So tell me, you know, the Christopher Awards, they reflect this idea that it's better to light a candle than to curse the darkness. So how do you see the five nurses in The American Nurse reflecting that ideal of lighting a candle instead of cursing the darkness?
Well, if you look at each one of the topics that they're dealing with, war, poverty, the prison system, death at the beginning of life and the end of life, I think that all of those can be seen through one of two lenses, either very, very dark and depressing and scary, or you can shine a light in there. And what you find is so much love and so much kindness. And these nurses, all five of them, unearth it. Every single one of them crosses a threshold and goes into a room and cares for somebody. And it's a whole new way of seeing that topic.
I'm Tony Rossi. You're listening to Christopher Close Up, and I've been talking to Carolyn Jones. She is the filmmaker of the American Nurse documentary, which we were honored to recognize with a Christopher Award. The website is AmericanNurseProject.com. You can find the movie there. You can order a DVD or get it via streaming. And this is really a powerful, heartfelt piece of work. I mean, just the scene like we were talking about before, about in the nursing home, everyone singing How Great Thou Art around the dying patient. And so many other scenes of this movie will really connect you to humanity at large. They'll touch your heart, inspire you to be more kind, and also to appreciate the nurses that are in the world today. You may not be in a medical situation now, but chances are all of us are going to wind up in one at someday. And this movie will help you appreciate what nurses do and give you a three-dimensional picture of them. So Carolyn, thanks for making the movie, and thanks so much for being on the show today.
Oh, thank you, Tony. Really appreciate having the chance to talk about this project.
Now, before we end today's show, here's a message the Christophers would like to share with you.
Every once in a while, we come face to face with someone who has borne the weight of the world on their shoulders without losing hope or crumbling under the pressure. How are some people able to cope in circumstances that would debilitate the rest of us? The short answer is that their perseverance is grounded in faith. That's why the Christophers have prepared a news note called Persevering Through Pain and Struggle. It shares stories and reflections that will help you endure challenging times by relying on the promise of God's love. To request your free copy of Persevering Through Pain and Struggle, send an email to radio@christophers.org or call our toll-free number at 1-888-298-4050. That's 1-888-298-4050. We look forward to hearing from you.
In closing, I want to thank all our listeners for tuning in today, and I encourage you to visit our website at christophers.org to learn more about the Christophers and to download free literature and podcasts. When you're there, you can also find links to our blog and our Facebook and Twitter pages. And if you have any questions or comments about the show, you can send an email to radio@christophers.org. Our engineer for today's show is Brian Bonifacio, and I'm Tony Rossi, your host. Thanks again for joining us, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.